Welcome, listeners, to the gathering place of two big bald buddies who dare to delve into the horrors of the unknown. This is the Horror Basement and Beyond, where Johnny and his co-conspirator in all things mysterious, the one and only Jim Jam. They take you on a hair-raising journey through the realms of horrors, where shadows whisper secrets, cryptids lurk in the shadows, and extraterrestrial beings may just be watching. But fear not, because the only truly frightening thing in our basement is our passion for the unexplained. We're not just your average podcast. We're the big bald buddies who bring you a spine-tingling blend of horror, mysterious phenomena, cryptids, aliens, and even a dash of culinary curiosity. Yes, you heard that right. We'll explore the eerie and satiate your appetite for the strange and unusual, while keeping it as funny as we can. So buckle up as we venture into the depths of the horror basement and beyond, where nightmares come to life, mysteries unfold, and two big bald buddies guide you through the unknown with a blend of terror, humor, and a hunger for the unexplained. It's time to face your fears and join us in the darkness. Because down here, every creak, every rustle, and every story has a sinister tale to tell. Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Welcome to the Horror Basement and Beyond with the big bald buddies, Jim Jam and John. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. As always, Jim Jam is here with us.
Jim Jam here.
That is right. The Horror Basement and Beyond is here. And we are going to be discussing horror news, cryptids.
We got some listener stories and stuff.
Some spooky stories.
Yeah.
Cryptid stories.
And you're going to notice the little things are a little different.
Yeah, if you're watching.
Yeah.
And even audio. You're going to notice.
But this is episode 300.
Yes, episode 300. Where's the horn?
I don't have it. Maybe by episode 500, I'll have a soundboard.
Well, how's it go? Anyways.
Air horn?
Yeah, the air horn.
I should have had it ready, but yeah.
Yeah. Episode 300, this part of it, I guess.
Because we have quite a few of them beyond the basement with the Yeti.
Yes, and we appreciate y'all sticking around and listening to us and putting up with us through all the audio mishaps.
I guarantee it, though, if it continued to happen eventually. Yes. Right now, everything's good. We got the mic back because I broke the Yeti mic when I moved.
But hey, they replaced it. They stepped up and they're like, let's be honest, it's a design flaw.
Mm-hmm.
100% a design flaw. But yeah. So, we're officially December. Christmas is here. Now you can talk about Christmas.
It is December 1st.
We can talk about Christmas.
Yep.
So, it's okay. You can listen to Christmas music. Do they have Christmas metal?
Oh, yeah. They got, like, metal jingle bells this year.
Yeah.
I went and saw a movie last night.
Yes, Jim Jam went and saw a movie.
Silent Night.
Was it good?
We drove. For some reason, a theater where we live, Tullahoma Theater,
Regal. Advertising the hell out of.
Advertising.
Regal was advertising the hell out of.
But yet, they didn't get it here. So I had to drive all in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
To AMC, Stones River, which I hate them fucking seats. Because I'm a big boy, and my leg keeps pressing the button.
Oh.
I'm over here trying to eat my flatbread pizza last night because I'm officially on a 1,600 calorie diet, which I went over a little bit today. But anyways, I was trying to eat my flatbread pizza last night because that was my last time of gorging, eating, whatever. I'm sitting there just chilling, and all of a sudden, and I was like, I couldn't find the button. And I had to get my daughter to hold the damn pizza so I could stay because I'm almost flat.
Good God.
So, yeah, in the videos on the thing, the buttons are on the front of the thing. But now they put them on the inside.
Yeah, whoever, the front would be a lot better.
Whoever fucking designed these chairs for AMC.
Yeah, the front would be a lot
fuck
better.
Fuck you in the face.
I mean, let's be honest. On the front, because I'm not as big as you, but you will. Like, I mean, you move around, you're going to touch a button.
And they're sensitive as fuck.
Oh, well, they're over too.
I'm going to come in there one day and I'm going to fucking unplug the fucking... button. Anyways, the movie though is a
revenge horror, not horror. It was action revenge movie.
Yeah, action revenge.
That's what I was.
It just takes place during Christmas.
Yes.
is actually, I think it's on Christmas Day in the movie or Christmas Eve.
One yeah, I think two. Christmas Eve. Like the hit list was a kill everyone Christmas Eve, right? That was in the trailer. I'm not spoiling it. That's in the trailer.
You know what's crazy? That movie barely has any dialogue.
Yeah, because he.
No, I'm talking about like all the other actors hardly talk too. They talk a little bit, but not. But
straight up action movie.
Yeah, I guarantee if the script was just like detailing the scenes. That's about it. And they probably told him to ad lib the fucking words.
Was it good though? Like action?
There was a lot of action. John Woo, I think, is that John? Yeah, he did a lot of action stuff. He's
One of the greatest
Asian directors.
One of the greatest action directors in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and that's not me saying it.
He's got a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. He did Face Off.
He's done a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah. You just go through his IMDb credits and look. But, it was a very action-packed. Okay, I'm going to pick at it a little bit. So, I think he's a contractor. Like, he works on the construction site. Because it showed him getting out of a work truck. Someone dropping him off. But, he didn't know how to fight or do anything.
No. He trained for a year.
No, he didn't train for a year.
6 months?
Because he was in the hospital for a while.
Yeah.
I think it was May. He trained from May to December.
That's 8 months.
So he was driving like someone drive a fucking drifting race car but doing it for their life. He did it for 6 months and had it down.
Well, now Fast and Furious 9, 10. That kid couldn't even see over the steering wheel, and he was doing figure eights or going around trees and shit. So,
if you go on
that little fucking kid that can't see over the steering wheel can drive, I believe this man that had his son get killed can.
I guess if you go with that logic, then yeah, it makes sense. But dude didn't know nothing about fighting, and he was fucking him up, throwing knives and shit. And Kid Cudi was in it. Okay. He was the director, not director, the detective. But, there's about a lot of gang violence in this town. I don't know how far it is from LA, but it is in California. But there's a lot of gang violence. So, I'm glad that we went and saw it. You know, it was definitely worth driving to Murfreesboro for. When we come out, a woman was like, "Do you want to review the movie for us?" And she had tablets, and we sat there and did it. And apparently, it signed us up to get early access to go see movies for free.
Oh man, I was hoping you would have been able to put Big Ball Buddies on there, and then we would have been on the fucking Blu-ray cover. The Big Ball Buddies say it's one of the best movies of the Christmas season.
I don't know if I did put Tennessee Horror News up,
but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even Tennessee Horror News, like. Says that it's one of the best movies of the Christmas. Like,
it asked all kinds of stupid questions.
Yeah, but that'd have been awesome.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'm also looking forward to The Beekeeper.
Yeah, The Beekeeper.
I hope that'll show up down here.
Well, I'm hoping that they didn't show us all the good parts of it in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are action movies. I love a good revenge action movie, which The Beekeeper is too, as well. Speaking of movies... We're going to segue in. Where did it go? Speaking of movies, you don't have this pulled up. I got it. Godzilla Minus One is out this weekend.
So what does the minus one mean?
The minus one is explained as in Japan has just gotten out of a devastating war.
Mm-hmm.
And Japan's fucked up. It's messed up, man. And well...
Godzilla going to help him?
No, Godzilla's going to put him in the minus.
Huh.
Because Godzilla comes and attacks. So it puts them down. Like, they're trying to get ahead. Nope. And this movie is going to be subtitled. There's not a dub version. This is coming directly from Japan. This is a Japanese movie. So I'm thinking about going tomorrow and watching it. I thought about going this afternoon, but I don't know if I... feel motivated enough, but I actually thought about going to Murfreesboro and sit to the AMC up there and seeing if they have it early, like 10:30, and then like hitting up a place for lunch in Murfreesboro. But the trailer looked good, and I'm not the biggest Godzilla fan, obviously. I know some people are, and I've never seen a Godzilla movie in theater, I don't think. I haven't even watched all the recent ones. I don't even know if this ties into the recent ones. I just think... I just think it'll be good. It looked good.
Isn't the last one, it took place in the U.S.?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so this is taking place in
Japan. Well, this is looks like it was back in the day, too. So I don't know. Always Sunset on 3rd Street 2, which features a Godzilla cameo and fantasy sequence. I don't know. So I took it as this movie is just a Japanese Godzilla movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A classic Japanese Godzilla movie. And I thought, you know, it'd be pretty cool to go watch one of them in a theater. And reading subtitles is not the most fun thing in the world, but I think in a theater setting, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. But I might do that. I don't know. But yeah, so it's out. You know, you're a Godzilla fan. Definitely want to go check it out. And the last trailer dropped today, so.
Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like that don't really appease to me a lot, I guess. I don't know. I guess some of them do.
But... See, and it released in Japan on November 3rd.
Oh, man, they got it.
So, like I say, it's a Japanese movie. Like, this is for Japanese people, but they're bringing it to the U.S. market because, you know, money's money. The U.S. market's a lot bigger.
Trying to get that paper.
Yeah, I don't blame them. I think there would be a lot of people excited because... You only see like the over the top. I don't know if James Cameron did the last Godzilla, but like the action sequences that are that massive and stuff. But
you think old Craig is gonna go see it?
I don't know. I thought about asking. I would figure he would. I mean, he's the biggest Godzilla fan that I know.
Yeah.
But I don't know that many people, and I don't know that many Godzilla fans. So
you should ask.
He's definitely the biggest.
He'll go with you.
He's not gonna go with me.
You
go out on a date with me to Godzilla, I'll buy you some popcorn and a drink. They got reclining seats. We can sit in one where the arm moves.
Yeah.
And I'm just kidding. I like Craig. Craig's a good guy.
Oh, hell yeah.
He's a really good guy.
He's always supported us.
Yes, so. He's a really
good guy. What's going on with him? Because has he been doing any podcasts lately?
I haven't seen anything, so.
Hope all is well, then. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game no longer requires Leatherface in every match. So that was kind of something you was asking for on Jason, or the Friday the 13th game. So, like, when the Jason, like, whoever's playing Jason goes away, it don't kill the match off? Or no, it's one of the characters.
No, I was asking about, Freak host,
yeah.
Migration. This is different. This is a where because they're adding new killers in here, so technically Leatherface doesn't have to be in every match.
So you can
be three different killers.
Okay.
So that way it's not forcing you to choose Leatherface.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you know, you shouldn't have to, in my opinion. I mean, that's the way I took this article. Which I haven't went back to this game. It's an okay game. I don't know.
I guess about.
I think it would be better if you had a friend group that played it, and I'm a friend group, so
yeah. We got it.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah, it's on PC.
Yeah.
Is it all platform though? Cross platform.
I don't know. I know Modern Warfare 3 is. I'm not 100% sure if Texas Chainsaw Massacre is. I just know that Modern Warfare 3 is.
Can you do a party in the game? And have
I think you can. I would say. We need to get a party for Modern Warfare 3 and get into the zombies. so I can learn how to do it.
Alex will do it. He did it. Me and him got on there and played one time. You already know. He's about to have a baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations, Alex. I think we congratulated him.
If not, then we're congratulating you again.
Yeah. Alex is a good person, too. He's a great supporter of us. We appreciate him so much. Appreciate all of our supporters. It's crazy that we even have any, considering all this. But, yeah. So, what do you think about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game? Having it to where you don't have to have Leatherface. They have to have Leatherface all the time?
This might make you want it more. It does cross-play between PC, PS5, Xbox Series X.
And so there's cross-play available. Yeah. I think that's where every game's moving and every console is moving.
They should.
It broadens. It opens up to where you're not limited to just certain people. I'm not sure about if the headsets work with cross-play.
Oh, like
the audio, I'm not 100% sure on that. You might have to invite them into your party in the game.
Yeah.
That way, you know what I'm saying, because of the network issues and all that. I don't know. Like I say, I don't have a big friend group of gamers.
What's his name? Fortu? I don't know. What's that dude? Fortu?
I don't know.
He's the one that did them. Anyways.
I don't know.
Did you ever play this game?
Fallout. I played the big one that come out with the blue guy at 11 or something on him. I didn't get far. I'm no good at
the girl that makes these tumblers and all our prints and stuff. She's like fucking huge fan. She's got them tattooed on her. She loves Fallout. But anyways, we're talking about Fallout TV series, though. Mm. First look at characters played by Ella Purnell,
McLaughlin.
Walton Goggins.
I am going to be 100% honest. I really don't give a shit about their fucking TV show.
Yeah, here's the trailers, or not trailers, but the pictures.
You will never capture the video game in this, but because this is just a survival TV show. Like, I don't know.
Look at that guy.
I don't know the characters that much, and I didn't know him in The Last of Us. And maybe it's good, but I will say this. I really don't care. I wasn't good at the game, and you have to be, like, good at the game, like survival and, like, building shit, wanting to spend so much time just grinding out. And I like to not do that and enjoy myself and just be able to build stuff.
Well, Johnny, I did this because there's people that listen to us that probably like this. So this was not for you.
I don't understand. This is my podcast also, and I'm giving my opinion.
Well, you know, Johnny, don't give up a fuck about Fallout.
I just don't think this will last.
Probably not. I don't know.
Because, I mean, it's
going to Amazon Prime.
Because, well, then it definitely won't last. I'm not saying that Amazon makes bad shows. But
they got a really good show. Boys.
They make good shows.
Gen V.
I might try to watch it just because I have Amazon Prime.
Just give it a shot.
Yeah, I might give it a shot. Maybe it's good. Maybe it'll be good.
So
I shouldn't be a pessimist on it. I should be a, what's the other word? I don't know.
Johnny forever tried to get me to watch The Boys, and we finally did. Me and Andy
fucking
got hooked.
It's such a good show.
Dude, fuck. Homelander can suck a dick.
Yeah.
He can go suck a big old fat one.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, and then Gen V.
That's okay.
Listen.
That TV show's
I like
okay.
It. For some reason, I like it better. But listen.
It's good, but
this show don't mind showing dick and big dick at that. But in Gen V, Cricket, the dude has a fantasy. I guess he's
that's big.
So he wants her to shrink down so it looks bigger. So it shows her wrapped around, like, not all the way, but
I've seen it.
Well, I'm describing it. Yeah. But she's holding on to it like she's like on a log or a tree, and she's like playing with it. Sliding up and down, pretty much giving him a whole body hand job.
Yeah, and then falling down to his balls.
And slapping his balls and stomping on him. And it's just weird as fuck.
Yeah.
But this girl, she can shrink. Like, if she throws up, she shrinks. If she eats, she gets bigger. And, yeah, it was... my son looked up, like, behind the scenes. And that the penis scenes are all practical. Okay. They made huge penises to do those scenes.
Like, I mean, they look pretty real.
So. Like in season 3, when the guy goes in the dude's dick, that's a...
That's fucking great. That's hilarious. But yeah, The Boys is great. Reacher on Prime is really good.
Reacher?
Yeah, it's called Reacher. Jack Reacher.
Oh, is that the one? What's his name? The dude that did what's the Quiet One or Quiet Place?
No, that's Jack. So.
Oh, okay.
That's but different.
That's the guy I'm thinking of, right?
No,
what I'm just talking about, like...
Yeah, John Krasinski.
Yeah, he's the one that plays Jack. I was thinking.
Reacher.
Did you tell Amy about it?
Yeah, she was, Tom Cruise played Jack Reacher in the movies. And Jack Reacher is actually a big guy. And if you watch any of the DC show, like on HBO, the guy, I don't know his name, but he played some sort of bird guy. Superhero, he's like over 6 foot, jacked, like what Jack Reacher should be.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a good show. Like, as far as we're talking about Amazon Prime shows, we're going off the rails here, but yeah, Invincible is a fantastic anime. So, I told your wife.
Oh, I think it did it come on,
it's on Prime.
I think something started after Gen V ended.
Yeah, season 2 just come out, so probably it probably was Invincible.
Back on this.
Yeah, sorry, we're going back to horror news.
Alien TV series adds David, what's that word?
Rizdahl
to the cast. This show will be on FX on Hulu.
Yeah, he'll be playing the role of Wayne Lyon in the current season.
Current season? Is this already out?
Well, I mean, in this season. Which happened to be... Oh, wait. No. He played David Ryan and Wayne Lyon and of the Fox TV Fargo. And that's one show. Has anybody started watching the new Fargo? Is it any good? I've never watched Fargo.
Holy shit.
So let me know.
The movie is on track. So they got a new Alien and Aliens. That movie is on track for August 16th, 2024.
So the show... 2025 for the show and 2024.
So it's called Alien the movie. Romulus. You know what that is?
Yeah, Romulus.
So that's coming out the 16th of next year. And then they're aiming to have the show out sometime in 2025. A lot of stuff is coming out in 2025.
Yeah, the writer's strike hurt everything. As everyone is probably sick of hearing about.
Hey, look, there's Godzilla.
You want to talk about TV shows, guys. Let's talk. You don't have this pulled up, but I got a TV show. Supernatural. The rumor has it that Jared and Jensen imply there's more Winchester action in the works.
Woo, 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 woo.
I mean, let's be honest. If it has anything to do with prequels, it will fail.
The Winchesters.
I never even watched it. I did not care because we were into Sam and Dean.
Yeah.
And I still haven't watched the final season. I haven't finished the final season of Supernatural.
Season 13 coming soon.
No. That's season 15 was the final.
Season 16 coming.
Yeah. And I haven't watched season 15. And I'm not sure if I will. I don't know if I want it to end in my head. I'll just let it be. You know what I'm saying?
Just going reference back to The Boys. Jensen Ackles is in The Boys. Is he in The Boys or?
Yes, he is.
He is Soldier Boy. Are you know how hard it is not to say you?
If we're going to talk about Jensen and that, the director had to fight to get him to be. To get him to be approved as Soldier Boy. Like, had to fucking, like, they went through some shit. Like, Jensen talked about it, and they didn't want him. They're like, no.
Why? Did they say why they didn't want him?
I I'm not 100% sure, but it's probably just because it's just. He's not as buff. He's not. They couldn't see him as it.
I almost feel like they think that he was like too cookie cutter.
Yeah. Well, he's a pretty boy.
I'm just saying because some of the shit he says in there, like he's talking about going to
he's fucking crazy.
Shit.
Yeah.
And fucking he comes out naked. I don't know if he had a butt double, but women that love him probably saw that was like.
Jensen is a very handsome man. Very handsome. I'm not afraid to say that he is. He is a good looking man. You should look that up if you get a chance to see how he even got the role. But like, I think he ended up having to like do the workout and come in full character.
Yeah,
just to prove that he could do that role.
Dude, he don't give a fuck in that show.
No,
man. He's not like, fuck. No one is fucking. He'll kill anybody.
And I'm so looking forward to season 4 on that because of him and then Homelander.
Coming out next year.
Probably 2025, I imagine.
Obviously, it's coming out next year because I'm sure. See, season 3 just ended.
So. I mean, well, not really.
Well, it just ended for me.
Yeah, it's such a. If y'all haven't watched Boys, this isn't a Boys episode, but. Not sure what the supernatural. What's that? Universe.
Yeah.
Has, but we'll see if it ever comes back. You know, stay tuned.
So this is the last thing we got on the Big Ball Buddy Report. Robert
Technically
Eggers.
No.
Oh, you got some more?
I got more stuff.
Okay. My bad. This is the last one I have.
Yes.
And then Johnny will take over. Robert Eggers' Nosferatu remake gets a December 2024 release date. So if you're looking forward to the new Nosferatu movie, you're going to have to wait till next year, about a little over a year away.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's a year and 24 days because it's coming out on Christmas Day.
I mean, is it going to be black and white? Scroll down. So it wrapped 6 months ago. They don't say nothing about that. Probably be able to tell by the trailer. Looks black and white. Yeah.
Is there a trailer out?
I don't know, but that right there is an image. But yeah, so we'll see.
Bill Skarsgård, Nicholas Holt.
Renfield. Oh, Nicholas Holt from Renfield.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Is that saying Johnny? Oh, Lily
Depp
Rose.
And the not. So Johnny Depp's going. Oh, Lily Rose Depp. Okay.
His daughter.
Yo, go ahead. Yeah,
I don't care, dude. She shows. She gets nothing. I saw some clips of movies she's in. She's doing like X-rated shit, dog.
Damn. That's crazy.
She's a looker.
Yeah, I mean.
She got a model for her mom, poor, correct?
Yeah.
Good thing old little shitter ain't her mom.
William Dafoe.
Great actor.
Playing Max Schreck as an actual vampire. But anyways, yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be good. And it'd be cool to actually go on Christmas Day to go watch Nosferatu.
Who's playing? Is it?
No.
They don't? All right,
no. Yeah, it don't matter. We don't have the whole thing pulled up, so.
All right, Johnny, take it away.
All right, so we talked about Scream and how Jenna Ortega won't be in it and Melissa Barrera. Won't be reprising her role because she got fired. And it's leaked out that there's a good possibility that it wasn't scheduling issues. Nope. It's because they don't want to pay Jenna Ortega extra money. She wants a pay increase. Same way that they didn't want to pay Nev more money for her star power in the fucking franchise. And now you don't want to pay Jenna Ortega, which is probably one of the hottest actresses, and that's hottest. I'm talking about as in when she does a show or a movie. It
blows up.
It does really well. And fucking Beetlejuice 2 is coming out eventually next year.
Did they try to say that it was scheduling?
Yeah, they said that she chose Wednesday over screen. And you know how you do that? Because of money. Because technically, if anybody's doing a TV show, especially like Netflix, hey, we're going to have to postpone this shit because I'm going to go do this movie. Because you know what I'm saying? That's what actors do. Especially when you got TV shows that are streaming and they're not a set calendar release every year on this TV show. If you look at it now,
yeah,
you know, it's totally different. It's not on network television. And it's pretty fucked up. I'm not 100% sure if I will go watch Scream 7 for the whole fact that you're losing. You've lost two of your main stars, and now you want to bring Nev back. And I don't know. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Melissa Barrera, I mean, she has an opinion on stuff, and she can have an opinion. Everyone should be free to have an opinion. Whether I don't agree with it. But, you know, that's just the way it is, right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so there's that gossip, you know. It's crazy that they wouldn't want to pay their main stars. Like, the main fucking stars of the show, of the movie.
Well,
be in the movie, but you didn't pay Nev, so why would you pay her? You know?
Yeah.
But would you pay, like, I'm not going to bring that into it, but yeah. And then, Black Phone 2, y'all know what Black Phone 2 is. It's Ethan Hawke and several Black Phone co-stars are returning for the sequel. Will there be flashbacks? Well, this is going to be a prequel. So, but it's not going to get released until June 27th, 2025. But yeah, there's that. Just throwing that out there. Ethan Hawke was great in Black Phone. Black Phone was a really good movie. Did that come out this year?
No, you're poor life.
Did it? I don't know. I can't remember. It was last year. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to say it was last year because it seems too early. I'm trying to remember what movies I watched over the summer. And Black Phone wasn't. I think, yeah, it was. It could have been 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago? Are you looking it up? Like, how slow are you? There, I'll get it. But yeah. Black Phone.
2021.
Yeah, so it was 2 years ago. That's what I was thinking now. Because I had my Unlimited Pass. And yeah. It was one of the last movies I got to go see in the theater before they shut theaters down again. And man, it was worth seeing in theater. I'm glad I got to go see it in the theater, to be honest. And then I have one more thing for you. Oh, no, two more things. So, if you're a Marvel fan, which I am, obviously, and if you're a Ms. Marvel fan, Kamala Khan is going to be the center of the upcoming Marvel Zombie series. If you don't know, like, Marvel, they had an animated series. They had the What If, and they had zombies in it. And Kamala Khan, what's her name? Iman. I don't have her name in here. Iman Vellani. She stole the show of the Marvels, the movie, the whole movie. She was the best part of the whole movie. And I really liked her and her acting. But she deserves to be the main character of it. I think she'll push it forward. So yeah, if you're into that, you know, you like zombies and Marvel.
I want to mention something about Disney.
Yeah.
Pulling advertisement on X.
Oh.
I think I sent you that video, right?
I don't know.
Of Elon Musk.
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff has, yeah.
Yeah, and have you not seen the video? Elon Musk tells all the advertisers they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. F-Y-O. F-Y. Fuck yourselves. I don't know how.
F-Y.
Go fuck yourself.
F-Y.
G-F-Y.
But,
sorry.
Pretty much saying he don't need your fucking money. So, go fuck yourself.
Let's be honest. If you're a person that relies on X for all your news, for all your entertainment, I just don't know, man. Like, it, I don't get it. Like, scrolling through the fucking threads or the feed. Like, I just don't care.
I don't
about X that much.
I post on for Big Ball Buddies. And
yeah, it's just a it's social media, but I don't get that social on X anymore. Like, it just, I got an account and I'm just like, I don't know what to do on here. Like, people are posting dumb shit. People actually find their news. But only like, there's a really small amount of people that are on that.
X is a wild, wild west because it porn is on there as well.
Yes.
It's a porn. So, and there's no age restrictions, which there's no age restrictions for Pornhub either. Like, anybody can access it. So, but anyways, yeah, I just thought I'd bring that up because it was kind of funny that you're going to damn threaten a billionaire.
So, 19.43% of users are from the U.S. on X. But how many users does X even have? 56 million.
And probably a million of them even active. Say back when Twitter was big, a lot of people had it and just don't use it.
Yeah, it's kind of like me.
But, is that all you had on?
No. Yeah, I was just saying, if you're into Marvel and zombies, be on the lookout for that. And then, real quick, you fucking whore, just close it out. I'll close out, but Eli Roth, Thanksgiving 2, has already been announced. Yeah. He will be doing another movie.
Well, you think it'll be out
next year?
So he's going to get it filmed and everything?
I think so. I think they're pushing to have a film out next year.
Fuck yeah.
On Thanksgiving again. So
I didn't talk to Christy from Nightmare Toys, and I told her I will order a mask if they, you know, one of them puts it out. So, because I would think it'd be cool to have a damn, what's his name, John Carver?
Yeah.
Mask. We get the hat and just have it over there.
Yep.
But I don't know if we're going to just call this right now, because I just put all this together this week. But for now, it's called Listener Stories. We put it out there to submit your stories.
We
got a couple, and then I found some because, you know, it was kind of last minute. So,
hold on. Spine tingling Listener Stories.
That's better. That's a lot better.
Yeah.
But our first one we're going to talk, we're going to kind of react to, I guess you could say, Mystic Beast. He's the one that sent us that box of goodies from the UK.
Yes.
And the cleaning stuff
that which you drank. Was really hard on.
It tastes like fucking
cool. I mean, you was really hard on all their food.
I'm surprised.
And UK listeners, I love you.
I love you too, but you're fucking...
I love you Norwegian listeners. And
your drinks suck.
And all the European... And where do we get most of our listeners from?
Norway.
Yeah, Norway. I love you guys. You're the best.
He's not Norway, so
I don't care.
Anyways,
saying European people, I love you guys. I love your food.
I'm gonna go to reaction, but I'm not gonna play the audio because I think it's just mystical music and stuff. But I will full screen so you can see it. But he sent over a TikTok of Welsh folklore creatures. Ooh. So, yeah, let's take a, you know, music.
Oh, what?
Johnny needs music.
And the pressure is back.
All right, here we go. Like I said, there's not going to be no audio. You can just watch. But
so we can talk of
it. Yeah, we can still talk.
Let's see. Welsh folklore. Crazy. Minute-long
video. So
this iconic creature, the drag, this iconic creature, often depicted as a fierce and majestic red dragon, embodies the strength, pride, and enduring spirit of the Welsh people and a rich cultural heritage. The drag. It looks like a dragon.
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. I wish we had dragons. Do I, though?
No.
Yeah, I think.
Then we can have that little blonde running around, the mother of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
Johnny was like, yeah,
Khaleesi, I mean, yeah.
A mysterious lake monster often described as having a crocodile-like appearance. It is said to reside in the depths of Welsh lakes, instilling both awe and fear in those who hear its tales.
Okay, this is spelled Y space AFANC.
I'm going to try to pronounce that. Wyafnuk.
Yofnik.
Yofnik.
Jeff Fennick. I bet you something silent. You're probably right on the first one. Jeff Fennick.
I thought
someone, yeah, we don't want to get copyright infringement on because we don't know.
Yeah.
If the audio is actually, you know, copyrighted.
The next one will be a bird-like
creature. The Yitch, when known for their incredible speed and intelligence, they are often described as large, powerful creatures with a majestic presence symbolizing both protection and challenge in the tales they inhabit. So this is pretty much a thunderbird.
Yeah.
But a weird looking thunderbird. Different beak. Different head.
Yeah. All right, so what do we got next?
I don't know. What do you think it is? A horse. Some sort of horse thing. I'm going with the horse thing.
Wolf thing.
Wolf thing. Horse thing, wolf thing. Who's right? Oh, you fucking already watched this video, you idiot.
No, I really didn't remember.
I'm just fucking with you.
Also known as the dog of darkness.
Every one of them starts with a Y, so I don't know how that's supposed to be pronounced.
Gwiggly. You're gwiggly.
You're gwiggly. It's probably you're wiggly. It's probably a V, like wiggly.
I'm just going to call it what is also known as the dog of darkness. Depicted as a large black dog with glowing red eyes hunting the lonely rows of walls. Yeah. And in an omen of doom.
Dude, okay. If I could have one of those as a pet, I would be in heaven.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be dead.
No, it's my pet. When I say my pet, it loves me.
Sure.
Everybody else would be dead. I would be loved. Well, besides by the government.
It could be cute.
It's cute feet.
All right.
I mean, he's got like a bunch of toes.
What do you think the next one will be?
I'm still going. Okay, a horse is probably out. They're probably not going to do horse because a horse is not scary.
I'm going to go with a whale's Bigfoot.
Loch Ness Monster.
We already had one creature of that, like that, but.
Maybe?
That was kind of like.
Okay. This is a flying Loch Ness. No.
It's not like creature.
This is a reptile bat. Lamahini Ijur. Lamiji?
So what is it?
LLAMHIGYNYDWR. With a bat-like appearance and frog-like characteristics, it is said to inhabit swamps and ponds, preying on the unwary with its deceptive and sinister nature.
This bugger's got three legs.
It does have three legs. Or is that part of its tail? No, that's the three legs. That is weird.
He got maybe
that's a fin on its tail.
He got hella balance on it.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think's next? I got an idea. I'm going to go with Bigfoot. But
I'm going horse, man. It's got to be some sort of horse thing. Nah, fuck off.
Fuck your
goddamn gnomes. Goblin gnaw.
Often found in mines and underground places, they are known to be mischievous yet helpful. Believed to knock on mine walls as a warning of impending disaster.
Goblinau.
These look Goblinau. They look creepy as fuck.
Yeah. I don't know if
that. All right. We're still sticking with what we're going
next. Yeah, horse.
Eventually, it'll happen.
It's a boar. So, TWRCH. TRWYTH. Twerch Twith. Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
A formidable, enchanted wild boar pursued by King Arthur in a famous hunt. This creature is known for its immense strength, magical attributes, and a significant role it plays in Arthurian legend.
Oh. All right, so.
That's pretty cool. It's got like four freaking teeth.
Tusk,
yeah.
That's like a. What's that called? A sound? No.
Siren.
No, I think that's a mermaid-like thing.
No.
Okay, well, clear.
Succubus, maybe.
That or...
C-Y-H-Y-R-A-E-T-H.
Sirath? Look at the titties on that.
She is skinny. She needs to eat.
associated with a wailing or groaning sound that is
foretells.
Foretells death. The
spectral
entity is often linked. I knew what that was. I just couldn't see
it. No, the lettering on this is a little jumbled together. So I understand. I understand
the font they use. Sucked.
Yeah, the font is a little jumbled together.
Sorry if you used it.
this spectral entity
is often linked to the coastlines of Wales. Okay, so it would be kind of like a siren.
Yeah.
But adding a chilling aspect to the Welsh shores.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder who made that picture.
Quartz!
Cefield Dwer! CEFFYLDWR with a little asterisk or pointy up arrow thing on the W.
I'm going to need a Bigfoot next because it's... Yeah,
I fucking got it before your Bigfoot. Suck it. Depicted as a shape-shifting water horse. Oh my God, that's amazing. Said to inhabit rivers and lakes, this elusive creature lures unwary travelers to ride on its back, only to dive into the water, revealing its true and tarantulous spirit.
Oh shit. Kind of gave me chills.
Bigfoot, man.
Has to be.
Or a bobcat. Oh no. Wow. Oh, them were
just look at their name.
The Morgan.
The Morgan. Known of their alluring beauty and mystic powers, often depicted as mermaid-like beings, they are said to inhabit the seas, rivers, and of Wales, weaving tales of seduction, prophecy, and transformation.
I would fall for them.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'm just going to be honest. I would.
Sorry, I mean.
Their little tentacle ears, I'd be fucked up.
I'm a boob guy, so they got some boobage going on.
Right, I'm a tentacle ear guy. Follow his page for more Mystic Beast, guys. Go follow him on TikTok, please. He's a great person.
Well, unfortunately, you didn't see none of that because I did not transition. Damn it.
What? Oh, my God.
You heard us describe it.
But you can play it right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about how you made the mistake.
Oh, yeah, because it's only a one-minute video.
Yeah, so go ahead, transition. This is what we watched.
I'll do full screen so you can see the whole thing.
Yeah, and...
I'll start it over.
This would have worked out better if they had ever to see the words. But we described it well enough for the people that weren't listening, that weren't watching. So
you got a full screen right now was what we was talking about. I'm sorry.
Why, I think...
There's the, was it Thunderbird?
Yeah.
There's Johnny's pet wolf.
Yeah, I'd love that guy. I'd hug him to death.
He'd kill you, though.
He would not kill me, Jim Jam.
There's the frog, Matt.
Well, they see
this. There's the gnomes.
I mean, they can see this. If they're watching, they know the gnomes. Like, we described it pretty well.
I'm not talking to her.
No, you can talk, but who's that bitch?
There's that siren.
Yeah.
The horse.
So it wasn't an audio issue, at least.
No.
That we know of.
There's some sexy mermaids with no fins. There you go.
Tentacle ears. Yeah. You know how I am about them tentacle ears, guys. Yeah, all Mystic right. Beast with two T's.
So appreciate you. Then we got next is might be the last one we do because it is pretty long. Might skim through it.
Jim Jam, so let's go back. Jim Jam joins a subreddit
called
410
Research on Reddit.
Then posts, will you please?
Immediately after, please submitting strange encounters for me to get banned.
I don't understand. Like, you're just asking for strange encounters. Did you say it's that you can use on your podcast?
Well, after it was said I got banned, someone commented, and so we still got it right here. Kind of skimmed through it a little bit, but
this
it's from
Process Creative 5306. I would like to know: has anyone ever felt faint touches on their body? Yes. For example, your arms, legs being touched while you are asleep, touched on your face, your legs, or chest while in bed. Feelings of the cover being pulled off. Or the entire bed, or feeling like something is pushing its way up through your bed, trying to go through you. And I will tell you this, bud. You probably got sleep apnea. You know what I mean?
I've talked about
my... This is sleep paralysis.
My experience was some similar to getting something... Should I say it again?
Well, I have some may say it is spider webs, your ancestor visiting you.
Okay, so...
What are you talking about? The...
The one squeeze wonder?
Oh, that's... That's just a teenage dream. As a... What's her name put it? That one song.
Katy Perry?
Yeah. You know, wet dream, teenage dream.
Oh, yeah. Where was you at?
No, I was way up there.
While going in between them, I was touched.
It could be your ancestors visiting you. It could be something paranormal. While patrolling a university grounds to check some barcodes for the job I had, come down a hill in between some cars and trucks in the parking lot. While going in between them, I was touched on my left elbow. It was not spider webs. I thought they were sleeping. So now we're talking about he's being touched on his left arm. Brush's arm kept going across the street between some more vehicles that something brushed my right arm. Nothing was there, at least nothing that I could see. In the same university, I encountered a black goat in the front seat of a student's car. What the f***? You seen a black goat, what would you do?
A black goat?
Yeah, sitting in somebody's car.
I'd double take them. What the fuck?
Thought if they were tired, put some cold water on my face, and walked around and come back in the same parking lot only to see the goat still there. Oh, man, that's crazy.
I've also encountered hearing doors being hit so hard that they were left open. I did not see nor did I hear anyone. However, I had a sense that something was there. Whatever it was kept an eye on me, but it was invisible. I bet you can't see it.
You can feel it. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. I have encountered while... Oh, my
God. Orbs.
Hold on. I got to stop right here. Speaking of Gen V, there was a girl on there that shot a load out of her back.
Yes.
That was fucking hilarious. Okay. I have encountered white orbs coming towards me. I backed up only to encounter a gray rabbit trying to get my food. At this same university, I encountered Bigfoots walking in and out of the portals and enclosed utility trailer.
Appear and disappear before my eyes. Something that sounded like an owl, but at the end, it laughed like a monkey playing with me. And to leave a set of large... greasy lip prints on my driver's side window in AM. Whoever or whatever it was knew what kind of vehicle I drove. Also to encounter a giant monkey who came and sat near me behind a dumpster and looked across the street. He sat near me all night until daylight came. As daylight came, I watched this monkey fade away. Oh, man. I'm not going to... You probably want to get checked out for schizophrenia. I mean, let's be honest, right? Like, you're seeing shit and it's disappearing when daylight comes up.
Yeah.
Like, you're seeing shit in the shadows. Now, I'm not saying that paranormal stuff doesn't happen, but if you're like seeing full on like apparitions or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might need medication.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're crazy. I'm just saying your brain might be... Something might be wrong in your brain.
Did you get to right here?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
The problem was during my last check, I had the urge to turn around only to see this black shadow. I saw this shadow another time while sitting at the bus stop booth while reading something slapped the booth so hard it left its handprint on the glass.
This person has seen a lot of stuff.
They're very sensitive.
Yeah.
Seems like they got a ton of stuff. They go.
Let's share this. Let's go through this a little bit more next week.
Yes.
We'll leave them on. Because this person. Okay. Hold on.
We'll stop.
Stop scrolling. Stop scrolling. There might be a Bigfoot thing there. Something might have touched his butt. Or their butt. This university It's wow. And if you already know this story, but hit us up and let us know. Like, yeah. Is this part of a movie that I haven't seen? You know what I mean?
Which one was it?
The 14 research. The one.
So I'm going to take this one off.
Yeah. All right.
And I'm going to leave the rest. Yeah. Because we're going to move into Behind the Basement Door.
What's behind the basement door, Jim Jam?
Spooky and scary stuff of the unknown.
The unknown?
And the paranormal.
Paranormal?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull up some of this stuff.
This is not really paranormal, but this is kind of funny.
Oh.
Look at this. All right,
I mean, this could be behind the basement door.
I don't know.
Because if it ran, like if a little kid, like not real little, like say 11, 12 year old kid was walking down the road and it kind of like tumbled over him and they fell down, would you laugh?
Probably. I'd laugh big time.
I'd probably laugh. Yeah, I'd probably think it was
funny. Yeah, I saw that and had to share that. I thought that was really good. So we got mysterious witch bottles wash ashore in Texas. So strange witch bottles have been washing ashore on the beaches of Texas coastal Bend region. Such bottles date back as far as the 16th century and according to lore, contain spells or even evil spirits trapped in them. Researcher Jace Tunnel has found a number of the bottles over the years and has posted a photo of a recent find. He describes the bottle as counter magic, magical device created to draw in and trap harmful intentions directed at their owners.
Let's see what this looks like. Pull it up for him. It's a green bottle with... Got some herbs? What are you European over here then? We all of a sudden herbs?
Individuals who
got the basil?
Individuals who felt the
Gordon Ramsay over here.
They were targeted by curses and spells. Might fill a bottle with objects such as iron nails, fingernail clippings, and human hair in order to rid themselves of the dark intentions. So
that's pretty cool. I've never heard of it, and I mean, I'll be honest. I'm not at the beach much, so
yeah.
There's that too. You know.
So let me make sure this is what it is. Okay. As you enjoy Thanksgiving leftovers, we recently posted something on TikTok.
We're gonna get a surveillance camera shadow figure and then probably wrap this up.
So here we go. Check out by the steps. See that?
Oh, yeah, that person
right there.
Yeah, that person, that whole person that the camera.
Yep.
Look, you can see their feet. Go play it. Like, look down at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, you see it.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying that it is a person, but it's a shadow person figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, next week, we will have some more clips for you that will be spooky, and we're going to have more of the story. Does somebody get their butt touched by some weird creature? And are they schizophrenic? We don't know. But we're going to find out.
Yep.
Next week on the Horror Basement and Beyond.
Oh, yeah. But before we go, though, I want to mention this. I want to kind of start doing upcoming events. So,
yeah, you do.
Well, January 26th and 28th, Johnny, they're in Atlanta, Georgia at the Sheraton Atlanta Hotel, Days of the Dead, Atlanta.
Oh. So I did not know where that was going. Because you said, well, they are. Who is they? But so Days of the Dead will be in Atlanta January 26th to the 28th. Oh, because you missed the December 2nd through the 3rd.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To Dismember.
Yeah, because that's this weekend. That's this weekend. And
yeah.
This podcast will be out after that. So then we got, we'll only mention a couple. Then we got MegaCon Orlando, February 1st through the 4th in Orange County Convention Center in Orlando. And then we got AggieCon. Did I say Aggie?
Yeah, because it's Texas A&M. Yeah.
Okay, AggieCon 2024.
I'm not sure what any of this is. So
it's their horror convention.
But AggieCon doesn't seem like a horror convention. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Turning 53rd year, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. It's, I don't know. There's nerds of all kinds, so.
Yeah, there's probably four nerds will be there.
But, yeah. Well, as we go along, things will get better and more polished, maybe.
And don't forget, if we're going to speak of stuff in February, Conuga.
Yeah.
Third weekend of February.
Yep. Were you doing this there live?
Oh, and I think this year's going to be a leap year, February 29th.
Oh, shit.
So it will be Yeti and Mrs. Yeti's wedding anniversary because they got married on a leap year. Well, so they celebrate their anniversary every 4 years. I will never forget him saying that.
So, well, congratulations to them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And
why is there two?
I don't know, but we want to express our gratitude to the listeners and thank you for the support for over the last 9 years, guys.
Yeah.
This is episode 300 of The Horror Basement and The Horror Basement and Beyond, a little mixture of both. And we've got more episodes, I guess.
Beyond the Basement.
Yeah, but we combined everything and so that we can do more than just horror.
That's why it's called The Horror Basement and Beyond.
Yes, because we go beyond horror.
And you can get this awesome shirt.
Yes.
In the link in the description of this. You can find us on X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as Big Ball Buddies. There is no Horror Basement and Beyond page. But if you want to hit us up, you can hit us up as Big Ball Buddies or Tennessee Horror News. The Big Ball Buddies on TikTok, we're posting daily on there.
And if you are watching this and you see the logo, the Horror Basement and Beyond logo with the spaceship above it and the aliens, and you read that marquee and it said fried pies, and you want to know what it means by fried pies, you just reach out to us and we'll let you know. What JJ's fried pies are, and where that come from?
Please, y'all. Okay, like, good God, this is
throwback. I forgot.
Johnny mentioned
even on there.
Our former co-host Yeti.
Yes,
he
made the marquee.
He made this marquee. He made this logo. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's awesome.
But yeah, we'll let you know.
He's the one, I think him and Johnny got together and down.
No, he put that up there on his own.
No, fried pies, but I'm talking about like, that was it.
That just randomly come out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the random things that come out, but yeah.
Big shout out to Angela, she was a co-host.
Yes, Angela, Yeti, appreciate y'all so much, and everyone that's been on our podcast, and just guests, just coming on, hanging out.
Can you do us a favor, though. Could you please go subscribe to our YouTube? Follow us on the Big Ball Buddies. You can join the group. We're actually.
Can you leave reviews on Spotify?
I don't know. But wherever you can find us, leave a review if you can.
Yeah, five star.
Please rate, review it, and all that.
Even if you hate us.
Like, we
review
us. Out of, like, what was it, 60,000 comedy podcasts, we're like 499 or some shit.
Yeah, I don't see how that's possible, but I'll take it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Norwegian listeners, apparently.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. I appreciate y'all.
Our damn, was it Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah.
Said that maybe our number one country is Norway.
Maybe people are using VPNs or something. I don't know. But
thank you if you're in Norway. Thank you everywhere. But also, we want
to. If you're from Norway, can you send us some streaming?
Can you not?
Please. I don't want to order it off Amazon. And if anybody knows anybody from that area, can you please ask them to send us some? Because I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. I just don't want to order it online because I've seen, like, I want it to come intact. I don't want it to be old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? What?
Don't listen, honey.
Jim Jam.
What?
It will be low calorie. You will everything, throw up everything you eat.
Yeah, so I was about to say, all contents of my stomach will be gone.
Yes.
If
you want to send us anything nasty, send it to us.
Yeah, DM if you want to send
not
us.
Not nasty, stuff. But like some weird stuff, you can send
yeah,
it to
just,
us.
Just DM us or message us or email us at tnhorror@gmail.com. Or you can leave a voicemail at 931-325-9755. You've been seeing it scrolling on the top up there.
Yeah.
You can message us there because I will reply to text on there. And you can get our shipping info if you want to send us something to try. As long as it's in a sealed bag and not like a fucking sandwich bag.
What is it?
Like any kind of food to try.
Oh, no, no. It would have to be new in package. Yeah, I'm not trying to homemade stuff.
No. Unless we really fucking know you.
Like, I'd have to really, really know
you. But also December 21st, Big Ball Buddy 2 meetup.
Yes.
Is it going to be at Zany's? We've already mentioned this several times. But we're going to see me, Johnny, so far, and John are going to see Mick Foley at Zany's in Nashville. So follow us on or request to be approved or whatever for our Facebook group, the Big Ball Buddies, and then the Johnny pinned it in the top for the, what is it, the event? And yeah. The event has the link for tickets if it's not sold. It ain't sold out yet, does it?
It doesn't look like it's sold.
Okay, so just use that link. Go buy you tickets and come hang out with us and listen to...
$30, man. You got to buy two things, but still.
Come listen to the Hall of Famer, Mick Foley of WWE.
It's going to be awesome.
WWE, countless other players.
WWF, WWE.
Also, what was it? I think it was an Impact. Things are over everywhere.
It don't matter. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
But heck yeah. Well, y'all, that has been episode 300.
300.
And another 300.
Still no air horn.
Nope. All right, y'all. I guess that's all we got. We out.
Peace.
And for Yeti, I'm going to do it. Stay spooky. Try not to be an asshole.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for listening to Jim Jam and Johnny in the Horror Basement and Beyond. Please follow, like, share, and rate us wherever you listen to us.